Sinek.
Sinek?
Oh, so you say. Okay. There's another name, too.
All right.
Besides that.
I'll have to look into that. That's the only one we have for that.
Is that the only one listed?
What about a really cold wind? Like an unseasonably cold wind that comes through.
Well, the word northerner comes to mind, but I don't know that we have that so much around here.
Okay.
Think more of that back east on the coast.
Okay. I also, you hear a northern. I have a blue norther. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I have, but not. It isn't something that we would, really say around here.
Okay. And you mentioned drouth. Is there another word for that? Would that be the same as a dry spell? Is what
dry spell. A long, a prolonged dry spell would be a drought.
Okay. And are there grasses that are cultivated around here that are grown for feed or whatever?
Well, I'm sure there are. I'm not really up too much on.
I was wondering if you had like alfalfa or timothy or something.
Oh, yeah. Maybe not so much timothy here. I think up in the mountains they do that more.
Okay.
But alfalfa would be raised around here.
Okay. And are there any crops here that are like just, they're not actually grown, but people sort of harvest them? Are there any things that sort of grow naturally that people could harvest?
Well, you can harvest hay.
Okay.
Stuff that grows in the weed ditch along by the roads.
Okay. And what are your local trees?
Well, there's a lot of Chinese elm.
Okay.
And wherever there's water, there's cottonwood.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of, spruce, blue spruce.
Okay.
And pine, cedar.
Do you get any sycamore?
No.
Okay. What about aspen?
Yes.
Is there another
name? Not so much here. It's more of a mountain.
Okay. Do you know of other names for aspen?
No, I don't.
Okay. And what about shrubs? What do people use for shrubs, like around the house here, if they do at all?
Well, there's lilac.
Okay.
And, sure, there's lots of others.
Okay. Any cactus?
Yeah, in the prairies there are.
Okay.
Prickly pear.
Okay.
And pincushion.
Okay.
In this area, that's about all the cactus.
Okay. What about weeds? Is that something that's a problem around here?
I don't think that's a problem everywhere. And I know there's a certain amount of noxious weeds, but don't ask me what they are, because I really don't know. But I know we have some around here.
Okay. Do you have any of those? Do you have any poisonous? I mean, any things that animals can get into and get sick from?
That's the noxious weeds that I'm talking about.
And what about creeping brush?
No, I don't. Right offhand, I don't.
You get like poison ivy or poison oak, anything like that?
In the breaks there is, but not, not.
Well, that's good, because I just got into some last few weeks ago.
Is that right? You're still itching, huh?
Yeah, I just got over it last week, but it was pretty bad. When I went up to see my folks, it was pretty bad. What about local streams? Are there some names for streams around here?
Well, the Big Sandy runs through town.
The Big Sandy?
Uh-huh. Which runs water once in a great, great, great.
Okay.
Whenever we get a really bad rain,
we'll
find some water going down there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have, between here and Denver, we have there's a couple Bijou east, or south and north and middle.